Worms. The creatures that many locals rely on now to speed up the composting process. But I wasn't exactly sure how to begin. So, if you're feeling the same way, here's how I learned the basics. By paying a visit to a major vermicomposting resource right here in the Twin Cities. Interior Gardens in Northeast Minneapolis. Because chances are, if I can manage to start vermicomposting, well, you should have no problem.
For singing a song, and it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day. How could anything be wrong? A good day from morning till night, and it's a good day.
Interior Gardens is a spacious, sunlit warehouse where the employees garden all year long. To learn more about Interior Gardens and the vermicomposting process, I sat down with one of the staff members. Here's Danny Swenberger.
Interior Gardens has actually been around for 14 years. We do indoor, organic, and hydroponic gardening, so not your mainstream outdoor conventional chemical gardens, but more for the niche gardener.
Vermicomposting. While it might be considered an alternative disposal method, here in the cities, it's not exactly uncommon.
It's very popular. My plants are much happier at home. They get, you know, a healthy dose of nitrogen from the worm castings, you know, every couple of weeks.
Worms tend to be the biggest expense for the process, because not just any worm is right for the job.
Red wigglers are the best. They would be my number one suggestion. You can't actually get them from your yards, unfortunately. you can buy them online, or like a bait shop.
So why red wigglers?
There are a couple other ones that you can use, but red wigglers are definitely the most efficient and just the best for the job. They are surface dwellers and they live communally.
According to Danny, the rest is not difficult.
That's the great thing about vermicomposting is it's super easy. All we did was we bought two Rubbermaids. The first one we punched a bunch of holes in the bottom, and then we set it inside the other one for drainage. And then you get your worms and some sort of bedding. That's a key part because the worms need some place to live. And then you just throw your food in and you're good to go. The worms will do their job.
For the most effective results, here are a few essential vermicomposting tips from Danny. First, keep your worm bins moist, but not too wet.
Make sure that there's drainage. That's key. You should take the bedding. You're supposed to wet the bedding first and squeeze it. And you want to squeeze it so that it's moist, but nothing drips out. That's about the moisture that you want it at.
Be aware of what you feed the worms and what you shouldn't.
They eat almost everything. The only things they don't like are oils, meats, and then citrus. That's about the only things you can't feed them. But other than that, they'll eat bread, they'll eat any, you know, your banana peels, coffee grounds, tea, all that stuff.
Remember that worms are not the only organisms at work during the vermicomposting process.
Vermicomposting is not just the worms, but there's also a lot of microorganisms in there breaking down the food. So you want to get those microorganisms in there, so grab some dirt from outside and throw it in. There's so many different kinds of microorganisms living in the soil. There's mycorrhizae, there's fungi, there's bacteria. And they're all, most of them, I should say, are extremely beneficial to all plants. And then actually what they do is they break everything down and then the worms will consume what they broke down. So it's a symbiotic relationship. I mean, we do sell microorganisms, so you could, if you didn't want to get some dirt, you could buy some of those and throw them into the worm bin.
What microorganisms can you buy here?
Mycorrhizae is the big one. We also have some fungi and beneficial bacteria that you can buy as well.
If everything is done right, you'll soon start reaping the benefits. And hopefully, you'll realize what a difference vermicomposting actually makes.
We put too much in the landfill, and all of our food scraps and yard scraps can be made into something really great for our plants, and we don't have to throw that away. And we can reuse it and keep the cycle going, so I think that's really important.
For KFAI, I'm Sabrina Cruz.
It's a good day for singing a song, and it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day. How could anything be wrong? A good day from morning till night, and it's a good day.
10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.